It's a road trip WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, in the middle of Queens, how we feeling?
Spike, as much as I love L. Cool J and all the other Queens rappers, we're going boots to asses tonight.
That's what I like to hear.
Fritzy, holla at your boy.
Spike, I can tell you never played sports at a high level, but me and Ike
Here we go. You played Division III baseball.
Division II. We knew and we had to go take on Millersville or Kutztown or Westchester. This is what we call a business trip. This is not a road trip, okay? This is a business trip we're here to take to.
Wait a minute. When a team goes on and plays in several different cities, they call it a road trip.
Business.
And
business, Spike.
Okay. And the only other thing, and I don't want to make this about Jack, even though he finds a way to make it about himself. Even if I do acknowledge that you played Division II,
yes,
you sucked.
And people always remind me of that. But got a scholarship.
You did. You did. You
found Keystone Light and ended up in the radio booth.
Yeah.
Hey, man. And here we are.
Here we are. So this is essentially, if you are excited for today's game, and now I'm getting the juice, man, now that we're on the air, this is essentially going to be a 2.5-hour pregame show for Phillies-Mets Game 3. We are coming to you from the radio booth that Scott and T-Mac and L.A. and Kevin Stocker will do the game from here at Citi Field. It's a beautiful day. It's not the beautiful area, but the stadium is beautiful, and we are ready for Phillies Mets Game 3. I'm pretty juiced. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, this is
smell the grass.
Yes, this is.
Did you smell blood on it?
Smell blood on the grass?
Not yet, but it's coming.
That's how it grows. How it grows. So
I don't think. Never mind.
Yes, it is. So Kevin Stocker will join us at 3 o'clock. We at 2:30. I might have a theory about the New York Mets and their hot hitting that we need to explore, and we will talk about that at 2:30. But I open up, Ike, with the two big questions I think about tonight. We have bullpen questions, we have this, we have that, but I think the two big questions are Aaron Nola and the Phillies offense.
Yeah.
So if I was to ask you going into today's game, I was going to say tonight, but 5:08 is still today.
Yeah.
Going into today's game, what do you have more faith in tonight? The Phillies offense performing at a high level or Aaron Nola performing at a high level? Which would you take?
I'd take Aaron Nola, no question. You know, as much as I'm encouraged by what we did Sunday offensively, I also know that, you know, the bats go, they come and they go. And just because you were hot the last game doesn't necessarily mean you're going to come out and knock the cover off the ball tonight the way we did Sunday late in the game. Good thing is I don't think we're going to need 7 to win the game tonight because I think Knowles gives us 7 and maybe 3 runs.
I love to.
Nah, don't tell me. Right. Yeah, 3 runs.
Okay.
3 runs against this hot hitting Mets offense. They're at home. They're going to be juiced up. If I can get 7 innings and 3 runs out of Nola tonight, we need to score 4 runs tonight.
215-592-9494. What do you have more faith in tonight? An excellent Aaron Nola appearance or an excellent performance from the offense? Jack Fritz, where are you?
I'm at the offense. I'm not as confident as everyone else is in Aaron Nola. I think we've forgotten Aaron Nola, frankly. I know he had a pretty good regular season, but, man, the amount that I've heard, it's made me anxious for the game tonight. All I've heard all day is like, well, we got Knowles. We got Knowles. We got Nola.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? I mean, he has had enough starts to where he has not earned my trust, trust of like, oh, we got big game Knowles. Like, you can make the argument Sanchez is better. I'm not even sure the Phillies have the pitching advantage tonight. Sean Manaea is a really good pitcher. He's had a really good year for the Mets. He's a tough lefty. So, listen, I hope Nola does well tonight, but I'm not of the mindset of, oh, Knowles has us. I'm still on edge with Aaron Nola.
Well, you better hope Knowles has us. You just said Manaea is a pretty damn good pitcher, so we're going to hit against him tonight?
Well, I feel better about the offense given what they did. No shadows. They will not be an issue tonight.
Okay.
And the way that they've talked, I've liked what they've said about passing the baton and knowing that it's time for team baseball.
Yeah,
baseball.
I'm with you there.
And I think they're buying into that. So I hope Nola does well tonight. There's been a lot more expecting Nola to be great tonight.
Yeah.
I'm more in the hope.
And why wouldn't you? First of all, why wouldn't you expect him to be great?
Because you know, I've seen,
and great, hold on,
Noah.
Great is a relative term. We're going to go great, maybe not great.
I guess I mean? Very intent on that.
No, I'm just saying, though, great is Zach Wheeler, Roy Halladay. Like, I don't know if I'm going to get that out of Aaron Nola tonight, but I don't know if I need that.
I'm not. I hope for six innings, three runs or less. I'm not expecting six innings of three runs or less.
Yeah, we're getting that. Are you nuts? We're getting that tonight. Okay, and let me finish while we're getting it. Because what you need in this situation, especially with nervous Nelly over here.
Is that me or him?
No. Okay. Well, yeah, him. Well, you can see us. I'm glad you wanted to point out that it wasn't you.
Well, for the
listeners. Yes, yes.
And I'm often nervous Nelly.
Yes, well. Okay. Well, you're in here with him then. Yes, you're in here with him then. My point is, you need someone to calm our nerves, right? I need someone in a position where he never gets rattled. Now, Aaron Nola, we know if it gets runners on base, things could go downhill for us. But here's what I'm telling you. In a situation like this, a swing game on the road, other than Zach Wheeler, there isn't a pitcher in our rotation that I would want on the mound than Aaron Nola. You keep talking about Christopher Sanchez. He's just scratching the surface of what he can be. This dude has been through the trenches in the war. He's gone to the World Series. He's gone to the NLCS. He's back in the postseason for the third straight year. Behind Zach Wheeler as a quote-unquote number two in the rotation. These guys in the regular season, great. When it comes to the postseason, he's the only other pitcher on this team other than Zach Wheeler that you can really trust in the postseason. He's battle-tested. He's who you want on the mound, on the road, in a swing game. He's who you want. If it's not Zach Wheeler, who else would you want on the mound?
Well, they don't have a choice. I mean, they don't have a choice.
No, I'm asking who would you rather have on this staff?
I'll take Knowles, but this is – we're going too far.
We're not going too far.
It's the trust and all this. Like, he didn't pitch well in Game 6 last year. Traditionally, he's been better early in the postseason. I hear you on that.
I disagree. He didn't pitch great in Game 6, but he wasn't a disaster in Game 6.
Game 2 in 2022 in San Diego, he got shelled. Houston in Game 1, he got shelled. I'm just saying, like, I hope he does well. Of all the pitchers in a road spot, sure, I take Aaron Nola, but there's a lot of, like, trust in Aaron Nola.
I'm going to yell for the next 2 hours.
I know you are.
I'm going to yell for the next 2 hours.
I'm
not going to let you speak this nonsense into existence, Ricky Bobby. Yeah, you're not going to put this voodoo on Aaron Nola tonight in this stadium where we need positive vibes and positive energy.
So the question has changed. Do you expect Aaron Nola to be good tonight, or do you hope Aaron Nola will be good tonight?
I expect him to be good tonight.
215-592-9494. Now, I'm going to answer the first question because I actually don't know my answer to that question.
Okay.
I have more faith in Nola tonight than I do in the offense. And here's the one thing you said, Jack, about the offense that I'm not buying, that they are buying into this whole thing where they're just going to pass the baton and they're going to be patient at the plate and yada yada. Just like Aaron Nola is, you know, you messed up the leopard, changed the spots.
Yes.
Just like Aaron Nola is probably going to give up a home run mm-hmm. or two.
Hopefully it's a
solo shot. The offense and the players are what they are. So I don't think if they score a bunch of runs tonight, it will be because they're hot. And they're hitting the ball all over the place. I don't think this is going to be one of those games where they all, every single one of them, and the guys who I think have been most patient, Stott's not even in the lineup tonight. I just can't imagine a world in which Trey Turner and Bryce Harper and Nick Castellanos are going up there and go, you know, I'm not going to swing at the first pitch out of the zone. You know, that's not going to be who I am today. That's who Nick Castellanos is. It's who Trey Turner is. And who Aaron Nola is we forget, previous to Zach Wheeler, he was the ace of the staff. Now,
sure.
I don't think he is, quote-unquote, an ace.
Right.
But he is more reliable, I think, in giving us a number two starter type start than the Phillies offense is in changing their approach at the plate. I just don't think it's realistic.
Listen, they were fifth in runs, like you mentioned a couple games
sure.
ago. So they do have great moments in them.
Yes.
And they just have to believe again that they are still a great offense. And I think what happened on Sunday was a good reminder of how good that they can be. And I don't think they're going to be afraid of Manaea. They had a good performance against him in Game 2 in 2022. And these are a lot of the same guys. Now, Reese took him deep twice. So, Reese is obviously not in the lineup. There's a blow-up factor to Manaea, but I think the offense found something on Sunday that can carry over to tonight.
Do you trust Aaron Nola tonight? Do you trust the Phillies offense? 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after Ike tells you this.
Hey, our baseball team is chasing a championship ring. You can make that special someone feel like a world champion every day with a diamond engagement ring from Mark's Jewelers. Now, located minutes from everywhere, Mark's has locations in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and their flagship store is in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. See why Mark's will be your first and last stop for engagement rings, and with no Philly sales tax, check them out online at marks-jewelers.com, and be sure to tell them Ike sent you.
Now, I don't want to get us kicked out of the booth tomorrow,
yeah.
But I do want to tell people that Ike and I are wearing Phillies hats in the booth. I don't know that you're allowed to wear team gear in the
press
area.
Why would you tell everybody?
What's that?
Why would you tell everybody?
Well, because I want our listeners to know that we're representing.
Oh, we're representing.
Yeah.
It's not like people from New York can even hear the show.
We're living life on the edge.
Yeah, they can't hear it here.
Yeah, I mean, Ike and I were in the belly of the beast for about an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah, in the cafeteria.
Looking for food.
Yeah.
Scrounging. 215-592-9494. Do you trust Aaron Nola tonight, or do you trust the offense, or neither, or both? Starting us off, back at it.
Bounce back day.
Bounce back day for Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Ain't no damn bounce back day. See, yesterday, y'all caught me when I was at work in the office. My boss came in. Listen, next time y'all challenge my fanhood like that again, you know, Jack be crying when people be, oh, you not an Eagles fan. Try me, my bad, whatever his name is, Iglesias Venezuela, whatever the mofo name is, my bad. When he hit the home run yesterday, I was nervous. Damn, can I get my point off now?
Well, okay. You were wrong about the Harper. No. Go ahead.
We're building up today. Right. Not tearing down.
No, I love Corey. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
You said, when I said when Harper hit the home run, I don't give a damn. When the score got tied, I got nervous. Yeah, I had money on the Bengals and the Raven game, so I was back and forth. When he tied the game, I'm like, oh, you know, and I had to flip back. Damn. All right. Now today, Aaron Folder. Listen, I got confidence in my man. They put him in. They put him in the third spot because they wanted him to pitch on the road. So that's why Topper made it. This is what I like. What Topper doing this year is that he's showing he got balls. Go ahead, you bench Bohm, even though Bohm want to be a crybaby. You put Aaron Nola in the third hole to pitch that on the road. You see that shows you that he nervous. You know that shows you that he got balls. That he's saying, if I don't do it right this year, I could lose my job.
Yeah, I might get whacked.
That's what you do when you're a manager. When you want to win a World Series, you got to make moves. Who do I got more confidence in? Come on, man. Michael Jordan, man. Number three, you know, I got confidence in him. I got confidence in the Ohio legend because, you know, he's going to show up. You know, I got confidence in my boy, Nicky Big Dick Nick Castellano. I got confidence in my boy. You know, they woke up. Bryce said, hey, yo, we time to wake up and show them who the hell we are. We the fighters, baby. And when it comes in the playoffs, you got to win the odd game. We lost game one, but we won game two. So you got to win game three. Game three is the deciding factor. So tonight is a must win. Bryce Harper, I don't know if you're listening, baby, but it's a must win. I need you to rally the troops and get this W tonight. Phillies win blowout fashion. I don't care what the score is, but we're going to blow them out. Manaya, didn't we do him? Did he when he played for San Diego? Didn't we light him up?
We did. We did.
Okay, then. I ain't afraid of nothing. Bryce Harper, Trey Turner home run tonight. I'm putting it on your parlay.
I like
Trey
it.
Trey Turner home run tonight. Getting
are you going to remember which inning it was?
Game three.
We're not going backwards, Spike.
There's no football on
tonight.
We're
not going backwards, Spike.
Go ahead, Spike. Go ahead. Ask me, bro.
No.
You're our butt.
No.
We only tease because we love.
Yes.
I know. I'm not even mad. I was at work yesterday, so I had to hop on my boss.
It was
in,
quite funny. You know, I liked the semi-angry hang up by Corey.
Yeah, they give up. Like, you know what, guys? I don't want this.
Yeah. It was like
I would have checked you yesterday.
It was like when OG Wade cried. Yeah. Good phone call. The OG Wade crying and hanging up, Spike. I don't think you've heard that yet.
I have not.
It is.
Yeah, what'd you do with that? Did you bury it?
No, it's in there. I always kind of forget about it.
What was the context?
So it was when the Eagles beat the Giants in 2022. And, again, a huge game. Whenever you beat the Giants on the road, it's really a marquee win for you.
It was a game he came back.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's jogging off the field.
No. It wasn't a game he came back, was it?
I don't think it was. But either way,
it was the first Giants game. Yeah.
He was jogging off the field and to MVP chance.
Yes.
And that made OG Wade very emotional. So it was a truly touching moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I've been near tears
with
about
Bryce.
Twice in 1 week.
I can feel a Bryce silencer. Like a silence.
You feel it tonight?
I can feel something either tonight or tomorrow of a Bryce big fly to shut up 41,000. I can't believe this place is smaller than CBP. It feels bigger.
It is?
Yeah.
The dimensions wise?
I'm talking about crowd wise.
Crowd wise. Yeah. Dimensions wise, it's not.
Yeah, I think
it's bigger. It's bigger.
I think it's bigger.
215-592-9494.
Which means they got a lot of wasted space in here.
Well, it's good for Nola.
Yeah, you're right. Keeps the ball in the park.
Yes, it is.
And it actually keeps Johan Rojas. They can't sub him out, I don't think.
No, not. Well,
yeah, we need him in this hole. Look at this. Look at the dimensions here.
By the way, you talk about subbing out Johan Rojas. Today is a day where the top five hitters in the lineup have to do their job.
Carry him.
Because when you're looking at – this is one of those – and I understand the lefty-righty splits thing, and I'm not doing this in order, but you look at the second half of the lineup, and when it says Hayes, and it says Rojas, and it says Sosa, and I'm thinking of one other – who's the other one? It's JT. That's fine. But the bottom half of the lineup just does not – it's not striking fear in anyone. At least Marsh can hit a home run.
Sure.
You know, Stott, big hits the other night. Yeah. I'm not counting on much in the second half
offensively, of the lineup. Offensively, these two games, I believe, are on Schwarber and Harper. You know, this is a big road environment. This team hasn't really been tested over the last couple of years on the road.
Right.
I would say Busch Stadium might have been their best – road environment they've been a part of. That was in 2022.
This will be noisy tonight.
It'll 100% be noisy.
Yeah.
It felt that game Sunday night that Wheeler lost 2-1, but he was great, felt like a playoff game. So, but some of the places they played, I mean, Houston was a joke, and Arizona was a joke, and San Diego mostly a joke. So this is going to be a different test, and it feels like one of these series that they need Harper and Schwarber to kind of be their leaders.
215-592-9494. Do you hope Aaron Nola will be great tonight, or do you expect him to be great? Dave in Glassboro, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
Here's the thing. Nola has to be great. I have confidence in it, like you guys all said. Battle-tested. He's been there. He's seen it. They've had these conversations. But like you said just now, the right-handed bats get cold. Nola has to put that pressure on himself, take that pressure off the bats. And, Schwarber and Harper got to show up. Castellanos has to be there, too. And this is for Boehm right now to show he's mature enough to be a grown-up in the big leagues.
Yes.
This is that moment. Yeah, JT's going to maybe be there, but that's where we got to be. If I'm Aaron Nola, I'm looking at myself in the mirror today, and I'm saying, I got this.
Yeah, well, he has – thank you for the call, Dave. Good call. He has the – T-Mac was saying this yesterday. I do think he has the right mental disposition for a game like this.
Sure.
In that he doesn't get riled up. You could see – and I love Sanchez. I thought Sanchez did a great job the other day. But you could even see him. He was breathing hard and feeling it. And, you know –
especially those first couple innings because you got that adrenaline going already.
Absolutely. And that affected him, too. He had the ball up a little bit more than he normally does early in that game. I don't think Nola is a guy that will be affected in a negative way.
Well,
I actually got the two best pitchers for that on the road, him and Ranger.
Yeah,
Ranger, I mean, tomorrow.
As long as Ranger's good. And I think Manaea is going to be pretty fired up for this start tonight. Like he's a guy that can walk you. Like the Phillies have to be patient tonight. Manaea's had a great year. Actually, numbers are worse at home, which is interesting. Worse here.
Okay.
Lefty splits. He's better against righties than lefties, which is really weird.
Yeah.
And that's interesting why Stott's out of the lineup. But Manaea, big game. You know, the crowd's going to be juiced. Phil's we talked about this yesterday, have to be comfortable taking walks because I think he will walk it.
For two reasons. One, because he'll walk you. Two, because their bullpen is
gotta
taxed.
Get him out.
Well, forget about whether they're bad or good. They have to be exhausted.
Yeah.
They've pitched so much over the last week. in this series and the Milwaukee series, that if we can push and get to that, not only does it affect this game,
yeah,
but it affects tomorrow, and then it affects potentially Friday as well.
Get Mania at it by the fifth.
One other question for you that he just brought up, the Bohm thing, in that I understood and agreed when Thompson said that he would start again today. I said the same thing that we all said. You're going to need Bohm for the rest of the playoffs. But I woke up this morning thinking to myself, wow, this guy just got benched for his disposition,
sure,
and lack of performance. And then when they put him back in with a chance to sort of prove everyone wrong, he did the opposite thing. And I just woke up thinking, man, do I really?
But he wasn't ready yet.
Yeah.
They benched him that day.
Yeah.
So he's probably still over there pouting.
Yeah.
Especially when Sosa threw the ball in the damn stands,
yep,
in the first inning.
Yep.
He's over there pouting. You know, I love Sosa. But he's over yep there pouting.
Yep.
And he's still not ready to go. At least he's had a day to sort of get over it. Realize, hopefully, that looked like a feeble attempt at a swing when he got that at bat, and he wants to redeem himself now.
Well, the thing you kept saying the other day, every time you said it, I thought about it a different way. You kept saying, he's an all-star, he's an all-star, he's an all-star. And you were saying it in the way that, come on, man, have a little self-respect.
Yeah.
Get up there. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Act like it. There's another way to take that, is that he says to himself, I'm an all-star. What are you? You're benching
well,
me?
Well, no, that's what he did.
Yeah, yes.
No, and that's exactly what he did.
And what he has to do is yeah not take it in the way that I can't be benched because I'm an all-star.
Yeah.
You have to take it in the way, and I made the comparison to Rhys Hoskins and he hit the home run, frustrated with the fans, is mm-hmm Bohm has to, whatever frustration he has to be channeled into, I am better than this,
right,
and I am going to make it so whatever manager I'm playing for the rest of my career, I'm never going to be the guy that you think about benching. I can't be the guy that you make
yeah
an example. I'm too good, and I show up too much. And this is an opportunity for him. Because if he shrinks in this situation, mm-hmm, not only does it say something about the playoffs, it could say something about the rest of Alec Bohm's career and as a
sure
Philly and beyond. You
sure
know?
Here's what I hoped happened. I hope one of the veterans pulled him to the side.
Yeah, so Schwarber did.
Okay.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was he had a conversation with him, like, we're going to
okay
need.
Okay, yeah.
And Schwarber talked yesterday, I guess, and he said, we know how good Alec Bohm can be, and we're going to need him. And that's –
because they saw that same feeble swing, too.
Sure.
They saw that.
Yeah. Well,
and they got to pick their guy up.
Yep. Yeah.
So, hopefully –
well, you pick him up by his collar.
Yeah, well, sometimes
just the postseason, man.
You know?
Yeah, we did the arm on the shoulder.
That was a tough season.
Yeah, yeah, we did that in the regular season.
Yeah, it's gonna take me a little while to get over the.
No, it's as bad as whatchamacallit, Andre Dillard.
It is as bad.
I thought the practice field crying all the time.
You know, every once in a while,
I never recovered from that.
You work with somebody who's a good guy, who's very very talented, but occasionally when things get hard, occasionally certain guys just. You know, certain guys need to be reminded.
Why are you looking at me? I would never cower. I would never be mopey.
It is your two and a half hour WIP afternoon show, pregame show for Phillies Mets. Do you hope Aaron Nola will be great tonight, or do you expect him to be great? Same question with the Phillies offense. Do you think they have turned a corner? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a little interesting situation with the Mets' hot streak, with the Mets all of a sudden
yeah
be able to tag our best relievers.
Interesting.
I might have a theory that you might be interested in next. That is coming up.
The Houston Mets.
Coming up on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Playing New York rappers?
Yeah, as long as you don't play rappers from Queens.
That's right.
Yeah, Buzz, look it up.
No 50.
Yeah.
Whatever his name.
Jay-Z's Brooklyn.
We can't play
fine
him in the World Series. That's definitely no New York, like a 09.
Oh, my God.
The worst.
I was actually there when they performed that live. Sick. Yeah.
The World Series has nothing to do with Brooklyn, by the way. It's
no
in the Bronx.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Different place.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
right.
Different place.
Why don't you ease up, Mr.
Well, I'm Mr. New Yorker. I don't know if you know that. I know all the spots around here. I know.
Oh, there's so many people coming in. Oh, the great Spike. Oh, you were here for 2 years.
Oh, three. Two and a half. Might have mailed in the final 3 months or
yep,
so.
That's what they said.
Do you hope Aaron Nola will be great tonight, or do you expect him to be great?
Hope.
And Ike expects – I'm basically on expect. And do you feel the same way about the offense? Do you hope they have turned the corner, or do you expect that they have turned the corner? 215-592-9494. Johnny in North Philly, you're on WIP.
Hey, y'all. How you doing?
What's up, Johnny?
What up, Johnny?
I have hope that Nola will be great. I expect him to be good enough. I think the issue with the series, Sanchez pitched really well. Wheeler pitched a gem. We still lost. I think that Nola will give them enough to work with, and I expect the offense to respond. I think Nola is good enough. He was good last year, 3-1 in the postseason, 3.25 ERA. I think those are great postseason numbers. I think he has the poise to do it in front of a Queens stadium, and I think that he'll do well. I think he'll win. I expect to win tonight, and maybe even Suarez, too. Maybe he won't even come back home. But I think that tonight Nola will be good enough, and the offense needs to show up because the issue has been hitting, not starting pitching in this series.
You know, Johnny, what you said you expect the offense to respond. Why do you expect them to respond? Not that I doubt you. I'm just curious where the belief comes
because
from.
Of the last four innings of the last game. They feel really good. They feel really confident. A walk-off win feels great for everybody. And the last time the Phillies played against this particular pitcher in Queens, I was at that game. We lost 6-3. Schwarber hit a leadoff home run. That kind of stuff, I think, excites them and will silence the group. And it's also the Mets. So I just don't – I think they will choke. I don't bet on the Mets. So that's my belief. I think they're excited. And I like the lineup. I know it has a lot of righties, but I like them. And I think once we get into the bullpen, we'll see Marsh and we'll see Stott. But mm-hmm. I like our guys. I think they feel good. And I think they are eager to win. And Nola will be good enough and maybe let up 3 runs in 6 innings or something like that. But I think that the guys will hit 5-6 runs tonight.
Yeah. All right, John. Yeah, I mean that. All you have to ask Nola to give you a shot at the game and not burn your bullpen.
What would you rather have?
Yeah.
6 innings, 2 earned runs, 7 innings, 3 earned runs.
7 innings.
Right.
Yeah. Get me through 7.
Yeah, I think.
So
especially with how the bullpen.
With the 3 runs, as long as we get 7 innings.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what I think, I'm actually surprised they didn't start Weston Wilson today. I know that Austin Hayes is one of their big deadline acquisition, and Ike was scouting him in Baltimore, so he knows. But
he's like an albatross on my neck.
Yeah, yep. The Austin Hayes thing. Yeah, Tobias left, and Austin Hayes wrapped himself around your neck.
But I guess maybe they're thinking we'd rather have Weston Wilson for a pinch hit opportunity late rather than start him because they probably go Marsh once Mania's out of the game because they don't really have a strong lefty reliever. So
well, they probably trust Austin Hayes in the field more than Weston Wilson.
That's definitely part of it. Because that one game, was it that Saturday up here? There was 2 bloopers that fell in, and one was because Weston Wilson can't really move out there.
Yep.
But at least his bat is at this point, I think, better than.
Well,
than
they essentially used Austin Hayes as his defensive replacement on Sunday
they
too.
Did.
You know.
But again, I don't think you can do that today with Johan Rojas. Like Johan Rojas, I think has to play all 9 unless it's like a really big offensive spot, like. Bases loaded, 1 out
in the 9th, you know, in the 8th, something like that.
Even 7th,
really?
But it's more cavernous out there in center field than it is in CBP.
Well, this is a place where Johan Rojas can show off a little bit defensively.
Oh man, can I get a finger wag?
Yeah.
from Johan Rojas tonight. I would love that.
Just catch the ball out.
Just catch the ball first. Yep, 2 hands.
So, I've been sitting on a thing for a few days here, and I didn't what.
Nothing.
You're shaking your head.
I didn't say.
Are you trying to get Phillies Insider of the Year?
I'm not trying to get Phillies Insider of the Year. I'm talking about just something I've been wondering about after I heard a certain piece of information, and then I heard another piece of information today that made me wonder about it a little more. So on the Phillies Therapy podcast, Matt Gelb of The Athletic said the following.
I think the Phillies are going to take Monday, and I think they're going to just double check a lot of things, and they're going to make sure that they're not too predictable with some of their reliever sequencing. Maybe, you know, they can just button things up because I do think there's a little bit of paranoia. And it's funny because Rob Thompson, I've talked to him about this over the last few years numerous times. Like, he might be the most paranoid man in baseball. And I think that's been forged over all those years and years and years of Yankees Red Sox games that Rob was involved in, you know, as the third base coach or bench coach. And one of his tasks was to, you know, essentially try to find different tells from the opposing pitchers, usually Red Sox pitchers. Okay. And like, okay, he just has become obsessed and is really paranoid about this stuff. And I would say that, I mean, I think that there's reason to believe maybe the Mets have something on some of these guys, but it's got to be better.
So Matt Gelb ends it with, I think there's reason to believe the Mets might have something on some of these guys, and that the Phillies were going to take time and, you know, and look to see if they're being too predictable. So I was told, and I believe where I heard it from, that the guy with the Mets, the hitting coach, Jeremy Barnes, mm-hmm, is the guy who has been noticing and pointing out when opposing pitchers have tells or are tipping pitches. In fact, he was the one that let Pete Alonso know what Devin Williams, that's his name?
Devin Williams, yeah.
The Milwaukee reliever, who was an all-star this year, gave up that home run to Pete Alonso, a guy who had not had an extra base hit since the middle of August.
And it was the first home run he'd allowed on a changeup all year.
So
bastards.
Okay, so we hear, okay, Jeremy Barnes, this hitting coach for the Mets, he's pointing out the tells, he's pointing out the pitch tipping. The Phillies also worried that the Mets have something. And then you look to see where Jeremy Barnes worked before he was with the New York Mets.
Yep.
Jack, why don't you tell me where Jeremy Barnes was before he was with the Mets?
The Houston Astros.
And if I were to ask you, Jack, has there ever been any sort of impropriety in Houston with this sort of thing?
The biggest since the 1900s White Sox.
So the biggest cheating scandal in baseball history,
yes,
since the Black Sox scandal.
Even though that was the throwing games, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
You get the point?
The biggest one. So this guy was in Houston, and it's also fair to mention that they have a guy who you have mentioned several times, a journeyman on a minor league deal, that all of a sudden is hitting 340.
Yep.
The team all of a sudden turns around. You know,
Mark Vientos, by the way, all of a sudden is now like the best third baseman in the National League.
Well, and Vientos hit a home run on a pitch that did not look like you could hit a home run off of.
Nope.
Yeah, almost as if you knew where it was coming.
Sure.
So is some of this on the Phillies if they are tipping things, if they're sequencing that the other team is recognizing? Sure. And is, if Jeremy Barnes is just really good at noticing these things,
fair game.
Is fair game. And I've said it before, the entire NBA knew that 3 points was 50% more than 2 points, and they never took those shots until one day somebody was like, hey, but it is also fair to mention that the guy doing it was in Houston, the location of the biggest cheating scandal in the last 100 years in baseball.
And to add, I guess, fuel on the fire to that, if you remember the last time Aaron Nola pitched against the Mets at CBP, there was the Mets looked like they were relaying signs from second base to home plate.
I remember that, actually.
Yeah, so it looked like he was possibly tipping then, because if you remember, Lindor's on second base giving two swipes for a curveball, one swipe for a fastball. So,
and all that's fair game.
If it's just you're noticing a pitcher tipping pitches and moving around his hand for a changeup or moving around his hand to grip a knuckle curveball, no problem with that. It's if there's something else involved.
And just also, again, fair to
mention, listen for trash cans tonight.
Yeah. Just one time, the Mets hitting coach who is noticing these things.
I don't think they're going to use trash cans.
Yeah.
They might come up with something else.
Just, Jack, I want to confirm one more time. Jeremy Barnes, the Mets hitting coach, who is noticing these things and helping to fuel a worst-to-first turnaround and hitters who are hitting relievers who have not been hit all year. That guy worked where?
The Houston Astros.
Okay.
So let me ask this.
Yes.
And I truly don't know. So if you're a pitcher.
Sure.
And you're tipping, how do you conceal that without changing up your routine to pitch?
You just have to make sure. So in a case – what was happening, unless there was something involved in Milwaukee with Devin Williams, sometimes when you go to grip a changeup, you really have to dig in because it's different. It's a different grip with the pitch, whereas fastball is kind of on your fingers.
Okay.
Changeup, you have to like kind of really dig in to grab. So it comes to making sure your glove's like open. It's basically what they try to look for is if you're flailing the glove a little bit, anything that's different than what you usually do. So
okay.
If you just keep the glove open the whole time, it's harder to pick it up.
And you can't pick it up.
Right.
What about when the guy's on second base?
You got to close the glove.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it can be something as silly as – it can be something that is associated with the pitch, but it also can be something as silly as wiping your hand a certain way when you're throwing a certain pitch. It can just be – the pitchers are, and I think athletes in general, creatures of habit, routine. And some of those, just like with us, a host can develop a crutch and say a certain thing all the time because they get used to it. Then they don't know that they do it. I think a pitcher could do a certain thing, could tug on a jersey, could step to one side of the mound. All those little things that are associated with doing one specific thing.
I just wonder – because, I mean, listen, you can do it in football, too. Linemen look at the hand. A D lineman is looking at the offensive lineman's hand.
Sure.
You know, putting the weight on the hand versus not having weight on the hand. So you get that type of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, how do you change that without messing with your own mind, you know, like the routine you normally
have? It's a bit of a mind bleep.
Yeah.
You have to just make sure you're conscious of it. So make sure you're doing the same thing every single time.
Okay.
Sometimes, also, like a guy's glove will be lower.
So, in other words, they would have discussed this already.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Nola knows to come in and do that already.
They would 100% have meetings on it. And final thing, sorry, is if you noticed in that start, JT was setting up super late.
Okay.
So
see, I don't notice stuff like
that. Like,
I see it, but I don't know if that's a
– So, like, when there's a runner –
I like this.
When there was a runner on second base in that start, JT would start on the outside, and then right as Aaron Nola's pick up his leg, he jumped to the inside because he felt like – I thought – that the Mets were giving location.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
It's just really just being conscious.
Okay.
Like,
just
don't be sloppy.
That's all the little things.
Yeah. Don't be sloppy and you'll be fine.
I like that, man. Get it to the
the little nitty gritty. Yeah, he loves it.
Also, just my opinion. I don't have any info. They're probably cheating.
There it is.
Yeah. All right.
It's Spike Eskin, Sports Radio 94 WIB.
It's just curious.
The Houston Mets.
It's just curious. I learned this from a New Yorker. Evan noticed it about the Tampa Bay Rays once, so I have my eyes open for it.
And they've sucked since.
Yes, they have. 215-592-9494. Do you hope that Aaron Nola is going to be great tonight, or do you expect it? Same question with the Phillies offense. Do you hope they've turned the corner, or do you expect that they've turned the corner? 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after Jack tells you about this.
Yeah, October's a huge month. I mean, we got the Eagles coming back this weekend. Obviously, playoff baseball is here. You got to make sure that your kitchen, your outdoor kitchen, if you're grilling, is ready with the right appliances. And that's where National Appliance Warehouse comes in tax-free Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. Get to National Appliance Warehouse, where you know you're going to get the best price. You're going to get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse, not only because it's in tax-free Delaware, but they also have a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse called Price Assure, which will instantly update price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price at a different appliance store. But on top of all that, they also have great sales events going on all the time. Right now, the Columbus Day Mega Sale is going on. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse where you get the best price, you get the best appliances. Again, 15,000 square foot showroom from sub-zero to budget. They have everything you need at National Appliance Warehouse. But what truly sets them apart is a true family-like atmosphere. You walk in there, you feel like you're walking in, hanging out with buddies. That's something that Mark Stemackin, who was an employee, he really instilled in his team. So get down to National Appliance Warehouse today. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com. Again, visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And tell them Fritz.
The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. Our baseball team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Bigger worry for you tonight. Here's the Twitter question, Ike, the master guesser. Bigger worry for you tonight, Nola or the offense? What do you think the percentage is there?
The offense.
Okay. What do you think the percentage is?
Slightly. Let's go with 61.
Okay. So here's where I think Jack might have a little bit of a point. It is 81% the offense.
Oh, wow.
And 19% Nola.
Wow.
There might be a little of people talking themselves into the confidence in Nola. It just seems like
– What's the question again?
What's a bigger worry for you tonight?
Well, the offense, you said 81%
offense. 81%.
They're more worried about the offense than Nola.
Yeah. It's just a huge number.
Oh, so you're saying that is an indicator that we've talked ourselves into Nola?
A little bit. Or maybe it's just bigger worry.
No, you two just don't believe in the guy as much.
I know. I had him in my top 11.
And so you don't believe in the guy as much.
I've seen him come up small. I
understand that.
I appreciate the temperament. And I don't think he's going to get rattled by tonight. But I can't be like, he's got us tonight. I hope he's got us. Believe me. There'll be no one happier in the world if he's got us. But I just can't be like, kick my feet up. Noel's going 7-2 runs tonight. 6-2 runs.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all. That's
he's giving us six tonight.
It's happened game.
He's giving us at least six. It's just a matter of how many runs he's given up by that
and
point.
And maybe I'm a tortured Phillies fan.
Yeah.
But this is how I felt in game six last year of the Diamondback series, where I felt people were cocky heading to the ballpark. And I felt like game one of this series, they were cocky.
Nobody's cocky.
Everybody's terrified.
I will say.
I think if you put.
I can't even tell you I'm cocky. Yeah, there's no cockiness right now.
If you put.
Are you crazy?
If you put 100 average Phillies fans on a lie detector and told them, do you think the Phillies are going to win this series? I bet you less than 50% of those people think the Phillies.
People
are not cocky.
I don't feel cocky.
No, there's no cockiness.
Now,
if they win tonight.
Now, here's the thing. Coming off of game two, a little confidence has been restored.
100%.
And that's a better feeling than going into a game terrified.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah.
But not overconfident. I'm not overconfident.
Hey, we are head down business trip.
Business trip. Yes.
Yep. Come on, Spike.
RC and Glenn Mills, you're on WIP. What's up, RC?
Fellas, what's going on?
What's up, Fritzy, brother?
What up, RC?
Fritzy, you're on to something here with the excitement with Nola. However, he has shown up, right, buddy? He has shown up for us in the postseason.
He has before, yes.
He has before. Now, I don't. This 81% is a little crazy putting it on
crazy.
The offense because. But I think the reasoning is this: look what we just dealt with what Wheels did in game one. We put up a don't. We were a no show offensively. So even if Aaron Nola, say he gives us. Say he gives us 6 2/3 tonight. We still have to do something. And here's the fear, Spike. You talked about the end of our lineup. Listen, I have two sons who are Division I baseball players. That is not who turns lineups over. And Frick, you were a college baseball player. Who turns lineups over are the guys right after the middle. And guess what their numbers are against Sean Manaea? Real Muto and Boom. Alec and JT, where are you? Are you going to be the all-stars that this fan base believes you are, or are you going to hit two weak pop-ups and have flailing at bat and take strikes like JT has taken in the first two games, Spike? They're the two guys that have to make this lineup go and turn it over. The stars have to do what they have to do.
I agree with you, RC. I think what happens with JT Realmuto sometimes is we like to think that his offense is like a bonus because he's a good defensive catcher.
We need it.
But his offense is necessary.
Yeah.
One of the reasons that he gets paid what he gets paid, and one of the reasons why he is thought of as what he is thought of, is because of his bat. Now, he's never going to be a 900 OPS guy or anything like that, but I agree with you. His at-bats have not been – you know, the best thing he did the other night was hit a dribbler to third that they didn't end
up. Hey, put the ball in play.
No.
Oh, but what Chooch does in the game three of the World Series.
No, I'm glad he put the ball in play. I'm glad he put the ball in play, but I think from a bat perspective, this is a question for after the season. I just wonder if all of the physical, you know,
where does he come
beating.
Up with this stuff? Oh, yeah. They just pull stuff
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah. All the physical beating of being a catcher has caught up to him. And there's not
– It's only one more year.
He's
though.
Not – yeah. Well, he's not such a great hitter, though, that he can lose
– No, I agree.
10 or 15% and he's still really effective. He loses 10 or 15% and he's a sub-average hitter. You know?
No, Spike, that's exactly what I mean right now. For us to win this series and for us to win this World Series – Alec Boehm has to be a third of what he was in the first half of the season. And JT just needs to have productive at-bats. Like, tell me what his productive at-bats have been.
No, I agree
in this
with you.
Series so far.
Yeah, I agree with you. I 100% agree. That's a good call, RC. Thank you. Yeah, JT is a guy that we don't ever seem to put in the crosshairs
when it comes
of the production.
To the offense. Because we respect what he does defensively so much. But you're right, though. He doesn't get paid $25 million unless he is an offensive player as well.
Yeah, there are a lot of good defensive catchers. Yes. And he's a great defensive catcher, absolutely. But
yeah, it's weird. He's been like their third best offensive bat in the postseason in the last two postseasons. So getting him going would be really important.
He's about due to go.
Yeah.
All right, third game.
Coming up next, Stocker's joining us next.
Yeah, Stock.
Yeah.
Kevin
Stocker. Now I have a story to tell about Kevin Stocker, Kevin Stocker, and my wife.
Huh? Uh-oh.
Yep. That's coming up.
Exposing Kevin Stocker coming up next.
You never know. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Citi Field getting you ready for Phillies-Mets Game 3.